Every scribe who has been instructed in the kingdom of heaven is like the head of a household who brings from his storeroom both the new and the old. In this 13th chapter of St. Matthew's Gospel, we have been with Jesus reflecting upon these parables of the kingdom of God. And when our Lord speaks about the kingdom of God, he means, first of all, heaven, to which we all aspire. But he also is talking about that kingdom where elsewhere he says that it is within us, the kingdom of God within our souls, the life of grace, the interior life. And when he tells these parables, he generally has in this 13th chapter, he has tagged on to the end of them these discussions about the way he teaches. So, for example, today he says that every scribe, after he asks the apostles whether they have understood, and they reply yes, he says, every scribe who has been instructed in the kingdom of heaven is like the head of a household who brings forth from his storeroom both the new and the old. And in this context, the new is the way in which our Lord teaches, his parables, which are mysterious and which the apostles need to have explained to themselves. Our Lord manifests himself in an ordinary way, in a humble way, unlike the way in which Yahweh, in the way in which God manifested himself in the Old Testament. As, for example, that we read about today in the book of Exodus, where he manifests himself in the cloud of his glory over the Ark of the Covenant. And elsewhere, he manifested himself in fire and in trumpet blast, and through, of course, the Ten Commandments, the Law, and the Prophets. Our Lord is also a teacher, but he is much more subtle. And so, for example, he only manifests his glory on rare occasions, as when he does through the miracles, and then as he does in a particular way to the apostles on Mount Tabor when he is transfigured before them. Otherwise, he teaches them in parables and in this humble way, and they have to approach him in the same manner. So today he talks about the net thrown into the sea in which everyone is drawn ultimately together. But our Lord's working in the interior life is a matter of drawing us to himself, as he says, I draw all men to myself. And whether we follow his commandments or not, whether we adhere to his teaching or not, we will be drawn to the last day. We all inevitably are headed for judgment. And our judgment will be based in a large way upon the way we respond to this humble way of our Lord's teaching, whether or not we will inquire of him the truth, whether or not we seek to enlighten our consciences, whether or not we seek to carve out for ourselves a prayer life, you know, to put God first. It's in this way that we come to understand his teaching. It's in this way that we come to understand and work out the moral problems that we deal with. It's in this way that we work out the difficulties that we have in living together as families or living together in community or in parishes and working out the difficulties that we experience in the world. And so these kingdom parables remind us that he is always present with us and that we need to penetrate the mysteries that are before us. And so today, as we continue in the celebration of the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, we ask that our Lord might allow us to humble ourselves before him and to acknowledge his grace and his teaching and the opportunity that we have to grow in the workings of the Spirit in our lives. Jesus is always with us, and he leaves us with the teaching of the Church and his sacraments. May we always find him in this grace and in this presence which he himself has established, and in which we find the kingdom of God already now, before we have reached the kingdom which is in heaven. We beg for this grace always, today and forever.